Ennui.
Due to unforeseen difficulties, this program maker is not available now, so we pause for a musical break.
Haia whaala whalahi atu ki o tautu loa si whakaoe ko Freweia, whamare moare mai hako pihia I tō puhala hako tōla he uha, mo e hanghang kerea whoki puhala tū. Haia, laka lahi tō peau he manga hala he hala he o mai, ka whakaoe ko hoko mai me ma whala e kano kau. Haia, tuku atu mne ki he tangitaki hato tōlu ko halo ki he kamata whakaoe. Whakaoe 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 whakaoe
whakaoe whakaoe
whakaoe whakaoe whakaoe whakaoe whakaoe whakaoe whakaoe
Just wait.
Haia, whakatari-tari mai na pihia ni ka hae tahi ka loka whakatostosi he o mai puhala. O mana hā koe tau ki he kau he ki he o mai ako hoko mai ki nei ka hae he lute mo toka.
Whakalofa tu koe wha. Whakalofa tu koe whakaniwe. Welcome to you all. Koli vivi vivi tau lima. Vivi moe sino katoa Taha ua tolu fa Welcome to you all Whakaro fa tu koe whakaniwe Welcome to you all Koli vivi vivi tau lima Vivi moe sino katoa Ta ua tolu fa Welcome to you all
Hiya, greetings and welcome to the Mga Hau Niwe program. Whakalofa lahi atu ki am tolu osi kua whanongonongo mai he awhiawhi nei. Whakaue, ha kua whalata hai atu tolu he mga awhiawhi nei. Thank you. Would like to thank everyone for their feedback. Whakauela he kiam tōru, ne tā mai ham tōru a tau hokotaki, ke he whakaholoanga nei. We love getting all your feedback, and should you have any queries or feedback, further feedback, please ring Hello, that is myself, on telephone number 837-1770. Na whiawhia lahi a mau tōru, ke maua mai e tau hokotaki ham tōru, Si ka whai huhu, si hea mai ke hana telefoni, numera telefoni I roto kaina, poi varu tolu fitu, taha fitu fitu noa. Here is the team in the studio tonight, all set and ready to go with our program for tonight. Ha nei e kano kau katoa, ka tolonga mau tolu hea whiwhinei, ha nei e mga nei ke tuku atu ke lau tolu, ke whamatala mai a lau tolu, to whamafonga watu ke... ke Pasifika. Whakalofa lahi atu ke mtoru.
Whakalofa lahi atu. Whakalofa lahi atu ke rai matia. Hia po ke rai mama, o ka malisa, ti, murima.
Whakalofa atu ke tau whaoa.
Aia, kua aru whakalau lahi a e rima ha liri ke mtoro osi ka eki se mtoro si motoa kai. Aia, kua finifingi tātu fo ke eia ke mtoro e te tangata whanonongo mai.
We will start with the whakaleo song. Tō uhu atu e lolongo whakaleo, ka osi a e whakalau whātu ha rima, ke langomata ia ki ke kamata ke whakaholoang hata tōru e whamahani ki ai. Please sing along with us as it helps with the pronunciation of the vowels. After the greeting of Lima Drysdale.
Mai mata kau hau loa hama tūru ko lima nene ne wanga hau ato owe tūrou he tau hokotaki ia ham tūru si
akama akama na pala tawa na fa eke mene pele te wenge fe Iki mini pili ti wingi fi Hoko mono polo to koko fa Ha e I o u Hoko mono polo to koko fu Haka
mana pawa tawa nga fa te ke mene pele te wenge fe iki mini pili ti wenge fi o ko mana polo tawa nga fa a e yo o ko mana polo tawa nga fa Alofi ma ke futu apa Nangu kulu toi liku hiku tawa ke Aka mana pala tawa ngafa Eke mene pili te wenge fe Iki mini pili te wenge fi Oko mono polo tawa ngafa A e yo Mutala la ke pa kupu maye amasele tama kautonga akamana pala tawa ngafa eke mene pele te wenge fe iki mene pele te wenge fe o komono polo tawa ngafa
Aia, frawe lahi he uhulolongo mitaki amtoru, he uhulolongo whakareo nei hatautoru. Thank you for singing the whakareo song with all of us here. We are right into winter and it is very cold. Wow. Yeah, sometimes wet and windy outside. We're lucky we're not like other areas that they've got floods, including the whole. We will start with some words first that you may use at home with family or with friends you meet before we finish off with a story or a legend. Tokamata e tutala tautolu ke faru tau kupu kwa mai ki a koe ke whakaonga ke reina. Pi hia fōki mō manga whā hao, pō ke tau ka pisinga ka whilewei ai mō koe. Haia, koe kamātane whai a tau tōru, we'll start now with Blanket.
Mā moe. Mā moe.
Kafu mā moe. Kafu mā moe. Nā longa hai tō kafu mā whanaka a tau tōru.
Electric blanket.
Kafu mafana. Poke kafu hila.
Aia.
E? Koe kafu ia, ia kafu hila, ha? Hita.
Ua e whanga hita tau tūru ka. Taha koe. Koe hila. Koe ingoa taha hita.
Kese.
Koe hita kese. Tunga ia ha ai lahi e kupu ni weha tō tōru ka whakangana tō tōru he tō kupu ia ka koe hita kese haka mna ifi kese ni weha tō mō whakamua ka hai ni weha ke pē
kupu tō pē kue hita
ifi kupu tō pē hita kai whai kupu tō pē ka tunga langi langi ni ngutu afi ngā ke mawhāna
langi langi mtala
okay well keep on going fire please
Afi.
Jacket.
Tapuru sekete. Tapuru sekete poke pere ue.
Cardigan.
Tapuru mafana.
Tapuru mafana. Tunga e hao ni tui monai.
Scarf.
Pulu, 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 pulu.
Boots.
Tau pusi.
Tau se vai pusi, ka? Vai kupu vua ki nga tu tūke lata mene, yo? Tau se vai pusi.
Shoes.
Tau se vai. Se vai. Tau se vai.
Wala ta hake pe, tau se vai mafana, ka?
They're different types of shoes, so depending on.
Mittens.
Okay.
Woolen hat.
Pulo mafana. Pulo mafana.
Okay, let's have that one more time, quicker this time, and you don't have to repeat it. Blanket.
Mamoy. Meow cuff.
Electric blanket.
Kafuhila.
Kafu mafana. Heater.
Hita kesi. Hita hila.
Fireplace.
Mutuafi. Mutuafi. Tafuagi
afi. Afi.
Jacket.
Tapuru sekete.
Poke.
Pelewe.
Cardigan.
Tapuru mafana.
Tapuru mafana.
Scarf.
Pulu pulu.
Pulu pulu.
Boots.
Tabusi.
To se vai mafana.
Shoes.
To se vai. To se vai.
Mittens.
To afilima.
Woolen hat.
Pulo mafana.
Pulo mafana.
Frau Elahi, let's have a break and sing a song. O ki whakakū, kai uhu e lolongo, ka fise niwe.
Ka fise niwe, ka fise molese, tangi tanga lulue, tangi tanga lulue. Tangi tanga lulue, tangi tanga lulue.
Ake,
ake koli papa, hife koli nofo nofo. Ake koli papa, hife koli nofo nofo. Tangi tanga lulue. He heva mo pipe unga tap skaf sky unga tap skaf sky tap skaf sky unga
boom
he feel get a pato kita he tap skaf sky unga
boom
he feel get a pato kita he tap skaf sky unga tap skaf sky unga He heva mo pipeu,
tap skaf sky unga
Mai te whoa tungi teo whare, mai te whoa whanawhana.
Aia, although it is cold and kind of miserable outside, we know you were trying to keep warm as well as being happy. Makalili lahi a whafo mōnei, si loa e mautoru, koe lari e mautoru ke no nofo mawhana, maroro, mwe fia fia mautoru ke he tauroto kaina. But it is the time that we also get the flu. Here are some words we may use. Hane e falu tau kupu ke whakaonga e tau tolu. Vocabulary and phrases will start with the letter cold.
Makalili, makalili.
It was cold today.
Makalili e aho nei. Makalili e aho nei.
Very cold.
Makalili lahi. Makalili lahi.
It was very cold this morning.
Makalili lahi e pungi pungi nei.
Bitterly cold.
Mania e makalili. Mania e makalili.
It was bitterly cold yesterday.
Makalili mania e aho ini afi. Mania e makalili aho ini afi.
Damp.
Momoko. Momoko. Momoko pala. Damp.
The room is damp.
Momoko e poko. Momoko e poko haku.
Another damp.
Haumia. Haumia.
The clothes feel damp.
Haumia e tau mena tui ha mauturu. Haumia e tau mena tui.
Haia whakawelahi. What follows on from there? Koe heingoa whaurua mena tupu, ka eke kua pia. Let's find out in the next vocabulary and phrases. I will start with sick.
Ngāo.
Mele is sick.
Ngā ngāo tuai a mele. Ngā ngāo tuai a mele.
Fever.
Fever, vela, vela.
She has a fever.
Fever, poke, vela, vela e patu. Fever, poke, vela, vela e patu.
Sneeze.
Sihe.
She was sneezing.
Fai sihe aia. Fai sihe aia. Hane fai sihe aia.
Sniffles.
Fangu ihu.
She's blowing her nose.
Fangu tu mau e ihu haana. Fangu tu mau e ihu haana.
Cough.
Koho.
Koho.
She's coughing too.
She's hoko foki e koho kia ia. Hoko foki e koho kia ia.
Headache.
Mamahi e uru. Mamahi e uru.
She has a headache. She has a headache.
Mamahi hana ulu. Mamahi hana ulu.
Flu.
Flu.
She might have the flu.
Ringa flu foki e patu. Ringa flu foki e patu.
Haia whakawelahi. Pua mele, what are we going to do with her? Whakalofa ha a mele. Let's use some more words to help her. We'll start with these vocabulary and phrases, starting with medicine.
Vai lākau. Vai lākau.
She needs medicine.
Lata a ia ke whai vai lākau. Lata a ia ke pai vai lākau.
Doctor.
Eke kafo. Eke kafo.
She needs to see a doctor.
Lata a ia ke whano ke he eke kafo. Lata a ia ke whano ke he eke kafo.
Money.
Tupe. Tupe.
Take some money to pay the doctor.
uta.
Uta taha tupe ke to tongi aki e eke kapo. Uta taha tupe ke to tongi aki e eke kapo.
Chemist.
Fale talavai.
Poke misi.
Fale talavai poke ke misi.
Mm.
Patarahau.
Same with the chemist.
Pihia ni foki e fale talavai. Pihia ni foki e fale talavai.
Doctor's advice.
Taupuaki he eke kafo. Taupuaki mai he eke kafo.
Follow the doctor's advice.
Mui toa ke he taupuaki he eke kafo. Mui toa ke he taupuaki he eke kafo.
Hope you get better soon, Mele.
No fusi malolo.
Mamele.
No fusi malolo.
Mamele.
Mamele.
Get better soon, Mele.
No
Haia, no fusi malolo, kia. Haia, no fusi malolo.
Koe kia mamele.
Frau Mele. Let's have a break and sing our song. Whakao ki whakaku ke uhu taha lolongo. Lolongo kātuari. Uhu mai a koe mapere.
Koe kātuari, koe ina pule pule. Ke mai, ke he awa taka whaka. Fola matamaka ke kumi e lakua koe katuali koe ika pule pule hake mai ke hewa takafanga hake mai ke tafola matamaka ke kumi e lakua mai he tawhi hololi ki mua ki poki he toka hololi ki tua peo he peo ke hake ki uta hololi 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 hake mai he tawhi hololi ki mua ki poki he toka hololi ki tua peo he peo ke hake ki uta hololi 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 koe katuali, koe ika ilo ilo, takele ai ki lalo fonua. Koe matahui aniwe fekai, kua pulo tu moe makutu. Koe katuali, koe ika ilo ilo, takele ai ki lalo fonua. Koe motaui aniwe fekai, kua pulo tu moe makutu. Hake mai he tawhi hololi ki mua, i whake e toka hololi ki tua. Leo e peo ke hake ki uta hololi, hololi, hololi. Hake mai e tawhi hololi ki mua, i whake e toka hololi ki tua. Leo e peo ke hake ki uta hololi, hololi, hololi.
Aia whakaurai, let's have our story for tonight. O adatolo e maone ke tala tuai hadatolo, the kings of the reefs. Koe patuiki he tau ulu ulu. Aia, kwa mau tuai adatolo, let's have that starting now with myself. The plover bird had a wonderful life as he looked around at his lifestyle on the beautiful island of Nukututaha.
Ne tō taha e mitaki e mūi he manulere ko kiu, he nofo hau hau a ia ke he mututose ko Nukututaha.
Each day at low tide he would fly over the reefs that he considered his kingdom of Nukututaha.
Ne lele whanoa ia ke he tau aho osi, kilunga he tau ulu ulu ko mātu. A ia koe hāna o sini.
His thrills would pierce the skies with excitement when the tide is out. I can't even pronounce how they'd sing. Yeah, keep on going, please.
He was at his happiest when he was out forging on the reefs.
Okay, the cries of joy there.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't got that piece.
I haven't got that piece.
Okay. Ai si whaengo ai he tako pisinga ai e ko ki utunga mwe koe hana a ka whakalahi ke pūlangi.
Sorry, carry on.
Meantime, while he waited for the tide to be out, he was always very busy.
Kai whā lawe lawe lahi ai ia he taumanga ho whakatari ke maha e tahi.
He would spread his wings out carefully in the sun and cast a critical eye first on one, then the other.
Ne fa fala e hana tau pe kau whakaenene ke he la, moe ki kesia tu ke tawhai, to furuhi ke tawhai.
A fia haupana ko?
To furuhi ke tawhai.
Then he would.
Then he would start to breed one wing first, carefully taking time to do any repair work that was needed.
Si whaka mea whaka mua taha pe kau hana, wai whaka fuo e tau furu manu kua lata.
Then he would work on the second wing, all the while admiring his own handiwork.
Tōmaka mātanga taha ke ta usipi hia e pe kau ki wāki. Mwe whēinga ni he whakaanganga whakamitagi ke he hana tau whēua.
And his friends and neighbours all saw and watched his activities every day.
Ne kisia he tau kapisinga, mwe tau katofia e hana tau whēua he tau aho osi.
Most of them admired his handiwork from afar as they glistened in the sunlight.
Ne fia fia e laulahi he ki sia hana tau whiua. Ha kua ki kiela mitaki ki he matala.
Q knew that his handiwork was good and pranced around in the sunlight showing off as usual.
I loa e kiu kua mitaki lahi hana tau whiua, a sikori viko a ia he matala he whakatata whano. Sorry.
Q would dance and sing in his thrilly voice, letting the whole world know how beautiful he was.
Ne koria kiu me lo longa whakalahi he pūlangi. Ke longon he lalangi katoa, koe tō tahaha nā furu furu ola. Na whira uka.
He would boast to no one in particular, of course, and of the prettiness of his feathers.
Ne pala noa ni aia ke I loa he whaoa, kua tō taha e furu furu ola hana tau furu furu.
One of his close friends, Unga Unga the hermit crab, was also admiring his pretty feathers too.
Tāna kapisinga kwa Unga Unga, ne kwa nāwa foki, ha kwa furu furu ala hana, tau furu manu me hana pereue.
And he wished he had wings too, just like his friend Q.
Asi
fia
lot of foki,
ne kwa
Unga Unga, e whai pekau a ia. Tonga e kapisinga hana ko kiu.
Then he wouldn't have to carry his heavy shell on his back daily while out foraging for food.
Ka eke ke pihia. Tōna kai uka ia he fua whano. Hāna pelewe mamafa. Ka whinatu ke whangata. He tau aho osi.
It was always a tiring task just to get down to the reef to forage for food.
Koe ngā hua uka lahi a ia he tau aho osi, ka hifo ke whangata ki he uru uru.
And so it was that after foraging for food one day, Unga Unga was tired and he headed for a swim in the big pool.
Ho koe taha ho kwa lole lole lahi a ia he osi e whangata. Si whinatu a ia ke koukou ke loloto lahi.
He sank heavily into the bottom of the big pool and closed his eyes with relief.
Koe mitaki haia.
Ne mamafa e totolo hana ke he loloto. He loli loli asi pā ai e tau mata he pia pia.
He then blissfully crawled along the bottom of the pool, enjoying himself in such beautiful surroundings.
Asi ka mata ia ke to tolo whanu, mue fia fia he kere kere, ha kua mitaki lahi hana, lo lotu ne koukou ai,
He enjoyed the warm water, the sun was low, and one of two small bright colored fishes as they swim by.
Ne mafana mitaki e puketahi, ai vela lahi e matala moe ua e tamaika lanu ulu fuluola ne kakau tata kia ia.
He was oblivious to anything else in the whole world until he heard the loud screeching from above.
Ni nā kai whai mena ia he ke manatu ki ai. Atolongona ia e kā lahi he taha manu mai lunga ia ia.
Onga Onga looked up with shock, just in time to see Kiu gliding by all the while screaming with anger.
Me ofo a Kiu si onohake, moe ki sia a Kiu hane lele whano, kua tui kalanga heita.
Get out of my pool, ki screeched the mother. Get out now.
Whano ke he mai he loloto haku, wari a Kiu. Whano ke he he mongo neini, kia!
Unga Unga looked around and saw that he was the only one in the pool right at the moment.
Ono whanoa Unga Unga me ki sia ko ia ni toko ta, he loloto.
Ki pehea Unga Unga he loloto. Ai, ko kelea ke u.
He thought, is Q screeching at me to get out of the pool surely?
Manatu hifua ia pehe. Koe tui ka langa ka kiu ki au ne pihi ai, see?
Next thing, he heard the loud screeching from Kiu above him again.
Asi ne ha, liu foki e leo ita ha Kiu, longona mai lunga ia ia.
Get out of my pool, Unga Unga, get out now.
Whano ke he a koe maunga unga he loloto haku, he mongo nei ni.
Pua Unga Unga crawled out as fast as his heavy shell would allow him and headed ashore.
Ne to tolo whakahave e simutua ko Unga Unga ka kua mamapa. E pere ue moe liu hake pakamapiti ki uta.
He made his way up the sea track very slowly, all the while very embarrassed and then annoyed at the treatment of his so-called friend Q.
Ne finatu whakainene a ia ki uta. Moe loto hana kua malahi. Asi osi ka ita a ia me hongo manala ke he ana ka pisinga mahofi ko Q.
Unga Unga had never heard that Q owned the big pool and that shocked him.
Ofo lahi a Unga Unga he tālaha Q.
He thought how rude of Q to treat him like that and knew that everyone in the neighborhood had heard Q screeched at him.
And so, when Q came by to talk to him later, Onga Onga was already angry enough to start plotting his revenge.
From now on, no one swims in my big pool without my permission, Q screeched at him.
Least of all, you, Q continued to screech angrily.
Is that so? Answered Onga Onga with such a courage as he could muster.
And
who made you king of the reef? Asked Onga Onga loudly.
I did, and no one can stop me. I'm the boss of the big pool, Q shrilled cheekily.
Kwoni, si tona kai feitaha ke to toko mai ki au. Kwao e pure ke helo loto lahi. E tau fia lahi ha kiu kia unga unga.
Unga unga couldn't stand it no longer with all the boasting that Q was doing.
Ne nā kai fia fia a unga unga ke he tau palau ha kiu kua tausi.
We'll see about that, Onga said, and looked at Q with such confidence as he could muster.
Tokisia kaha, tokisia ni, tali Onga Onga kai ono tu whakamalolo kia Q.
What do you mean? Demanded Q angrily.
Koe hei ngoa e kakano he tala hau. Liwa Q valiani.
Let's see what tomorrow brings then. Onga Onga added gruffly.
Tōkala kaha ke kisia, ko hingwa e mena ka hoka pungi pungi. Tōria tō Onga Onga.
What do you mean tomorrow? Demanded Q.
Ko hingwa e ka kanoia a pungi pungi. Huhu whakasepia Q.
Onga Onga was having to think very fast on his feet as he was getting angrier at Q.
I demand to know what do you mean by tomorrow? Q shrilled angrily again.
Tala mai la, koe hingoa, he kakano he tala hau kia pungi pungi. Liu a Q ka whakalahi fuki.
You think that you are the king of the reefs? Asked Onga Onga.
Manatu ka koe, ko koe ni koe patui ke tauru.
Of course I am king of the reefs, screeched Q tiki. Tu Onga Onga.
Ko au koe patui ki he tauru, koa fialahi ha kiu.
Ke Onga.
Oh. Prove it to the world tomorrow, then, Onga Onga said.
Onga Onga.
Whakakisea ke lalo langi katoa pungi pungi, toria te Onga Onga.
I do it every day as I fly over my kingdom. I am king of the reefs. Q shrilled loudly.
Haia kaha koa lele whanua au ke he tau a hosi. Ko au ni e patuiki he tau ululu.
Then race me tomorrow to the big pool, challenge Tungonga in front of all their friends and neighbors.
Asi hawa koe ke poi tufia tau a pongi pongi ke he loloto lahi. Uia te unga unga. E I mua he tau kapisinga mui tau kato fia halaua.
Ha ha, what do you mean race? Mocked Q.
Fefe, koe fia poi tufia tau hoi.
A fiu fiu ata Q.
A fiu fiu ato I Q.
Race me to the big pool in the reef tomorrow and see who gets there first. At challenge Uhonga once again.
Hau ke poi tufia tau a ke he loloto lahi he a uru uru a pongi pongi ke kisia kohai ka hoko mua ki ai talangi Uhonga.
Do you think you can beat me? Q mocked loudly for all to hear.
Piko a koe to mua koe yao. Faka fiu fiu leo lahi a Q. Ke longa na osi he pawa.
Show us your skills tomorrow. Whoever gets to the big pool first wins, said Ungonga.
Faka kise mai e to makaka hawa pongi pongi. Koe ia ka hoko mua ke he loloto lahi ka mua. Talangi unga unga.
Ha! I have two long legs and can run quickly. What have you got? Q mocked loudly.
Uaha kwa tau hui ko loloa. Ke poi mafisi kai kua a koe. Faka fifiu atua Q.
That's all right. I have 10 legs. Unga unga joined in with a laugh. Ha ha
ha. Me taki. Pongo furu haku te hui. Tala ka kata atu aunga unga.
Then I have two sharp eyes and can easily see the best way to go. Q continued to boast.
Si ua foki haku tau mata kikila, ke kisia e hala hako ke whanoi. Liu palo foki a Q.
Then you have nothing to worry about then. Come tomorrow, Unga Unga smiled.
Si waifei mena koe ke tupi tupi ki ai a pongi pongi. Mamaria Unga Unga.
You could never hope to beat me in any race, Q laughed.
Then you should beat... Oh.
Tona kai mua koe ka pui tufi mua.
Kata
kai waa tua ki.
Then you should be able to beat me tomorrow, Ungonga replied.
Si kua lata ni kaha ke mua ni a koe a pongi pongi. Tari a tau ngonga.
But I will race you tomorrow and prove to the world how fast I am, Q boasted some more.
Ato tufia taua pongi pongi ke kisia he lalolangi osi e tau mafisi ha tali palau atu a Q.
Then I will see you tomorrow bright and early, Ungonga said.
To whareweia atuai ka hatau a pongi pongi tali atu Unga Unga.
Go to sleep early as you would need your beauty sleep. Q laughs some more.
Ke mohe tuai ke moua e malolo mai sino haau.
Good night, called out Ungonga as he headed under his heavy shell for his beauty sleep.
Manuene po, mia te Ungonga, he whanau ke haana whare mamafa, ke moua haana mohe.
That stupid Ungonga thinks he can challenge me to a race? Q laughed to himself as he took to the skies one last time before heading for bed. Ha ha ha.
Hi ai e tau fia hani hani a Ungonga ke poi tufi mo au. Kata Q. Ki a ia ni he riu lele foki ke pulangi to whanau ke mohe.
After sunset, the darkness came quickly, and the two friends and their neighbors settled down to sleep.
Ne toa la si pouli mafisi e mutu si kua fi tae tau kapisinga tuko ua mwe hala ua tau katofia he otu ke momohe.
Q was so sure of himself that he went to sleep quickly, but poor Unga Unga couldn't sleep, for he was wondering how he could win the race.
Ai fai tupe tupe a Q, tō mua a ia pongi pongi a si mawhisi a ia ke mohe. Ka ho Unga Unga kua nākai mai ke mohe.
Poor Unga Unga had no idea, and none would come to his brain no matter how much he tried.
Ne mana mana tu whakalahi a Unga Unga. Ke iloa taha pūhala mitaki, ke tause a pungi pungi, kai nā kai whai mena ia ne mana tu poki iloa.
He tried to think very hard in the darkness and found it very, very difficult.
Ne lahi whakalahi a ia, ke whai mana tu fōki he pōuri, kai nā kai whai tari, muka muka ia ne moa.
Then, an idea crept into very slowly, and his face finally broke into a big smile.
Ane ha, taha e manatu, kua hoko atu, whakaene ene kia ia, ha ha, asi osi, kai mamuri whakalohi anga taha ia, ha.
Yes, he smiled as he kicked out his legs and started moving to put his idea into action.
E se, kai mamari he sere au tau hui mwe kamata ki tau se hana tau manatu.
He didn't know how long he had before the sun came out, but he knew he had to hurry.
Nā kai loa ia. Koe fiha e matahala ne toi, to hake mai e la. Kai loa e ia, ke whakamawhisi hana taunga hua.
At sunrise, Q woke up and looked at himself at the shell of Unga Unga and smiled mockingly. Ala.
Ala ngata, Q. Kila e matala. Moe ono atu ke he whare ha Unga Unga, si mamari whakawhiwhi.
To think that poor fool Unga Unga would challenge me to a race, ha! Yay, right, he thought to himself.
Ono la, ka ha e mena ngoa ngoa ko po Unga Unga, kua fia poi tufi mo au, ha ha, tala au no kua.
Q stepped out into the sunshine and began to do his morning rituals.
First, he spread his wings and arranged his pretty feathers one at a time.
No loa whakamua hana tau pekau, moe wholawhala ta ki taha e tau furumanu.
He preened them until they shone in the sunshine.
Ne whakamea e ia,
can't read very fast.
Ato ki kila anga taha ki het matala.
Then he flapped them in the air until he was satisfied that the preening was finished.
Tu iri whana mongo ia ke he matangi ke ki sia mitaki kua osi tu e tau furufuru e mea.
He turned his head first this way and then that way, admiring himself and think, what a beautiful sight they are.
To fuluhi mua ia ke whahi e, si fuluhi ke whahi ko, ke whakariari moe manatu hefo, koe furufuru ola ha ia.
Poor Unga Unga stands to chance, no chance with this race. Still asleep under his heavy shell, he thought mockingly.
Unga Unga, mohenga ia ni ke hana whare, to manatu fiu fiu hana.
Just look at how beautiful I am. I will win today, he posted out loud.
Ono mai la ke he hapu furuola. Tō mua au he ahu nei. Palau whakalahi a ia.
What a dumb crab you are, unga unga, he mocked out loud.
Ko koe ni koe manu ngua ngua mapurua unga unga whakawhiwa ia.
When he was alone with his preening and posting, Kiu was finally ready to race.
Osi la ia e hana tau whiua. Tō mau a Kiu ke tamata e poi tuwhi.
And so, he cast a critical look at the Wonga shell again as he got a bit impatient with his friend.
It is time to wake up, my friend, he called as he approached Unga Unga shell.
Ala mai makapisinga, he ui atu a ia, kai finatu ke he whare ha Unga Unga.
Wake up, you sleepyhead, talk about slow, he called out again.
There was no sound from Unga Unga shell, so Kiu knocked louder.
Ai lutu a Unga Unga asi noko noko whakalahi atu a Kiu e hana pare.
But no answer came. Kiu knocked louder and called out some more.
Arakai whaitari mai asi liwa a Kiu ke noko noko whakalahi whaki.
Where are you? Wake up and come out, he called again.
Kofea koe, ala mai la, si huu mai ki whafo. Riwa unga unga.
But still, no one moved from under the shell and Q was getting annoyed.
Iwi.
A koe ai.
Whetangata.
Whetangata, ne lutu mai he lalo whare a si honga manawa lahi a Q.
Q had enough of this, and so he lifted one wing and turned the shell over.
Fiwa Q, si furuhi e ia.
To his horror, the shell was empty, and he knew he had been tricked.
He shrilled sharply with anger, flapped his wings, and lifted into the skies.
He turned towards the reef and looked down into the big pool, and there was his friend.
Oh, no!
Q shrilled angrily at being tricked. His scream echoed in the cliffs above.
Nakai!
E tangi ha Q he tōta ha eita. Ha kua whakawa ia pihia a ia.
Unga Unga was sitting in the big pool and laughed at his friend, ha ha ha, as he flew by, showing how clever he was.
Now, who is king of the reefs now, Q? He called out loud enough for all their friends and neighbors to hear, and they all laughed with him.
Just so you know, while you were having your beauty sleep, I slipped out quietly from my shell, tippy-toed past your race as fast as I could down the sea track, laughed Unga Unga.
Koe lo e koe, mo he popo a koe ne po, e toke au haku whare si hifu whanene mai au, e halatahi.
Q was very, very angry and disappointed that he was beaten by the slowest crab of the
Nei talahi a Q, he kwa mui a ia.